simply by allowing what is, which is now, allowing what is to be as it is, because it is. And you discover that the compulsion to think is to a large extent connected with not being willing to allow what is to be as it is now. Because there's a little mind-made entity consists of thinking and accumulated thought patterns that thrives on resistance to what is and on reactivity. And is always looking for the next thing to get a little bit bigger. It's never quite enough. This little me is never quite enough. Most of you have come here because there is at work within you something that goes far beyond the personal, something that is an expression of the evolutionary impulse of the universe. On the surface level, it looks as if a person had chosen to come here. But it is also possible that one or two have come here expecting something they're not going to get. What's that? More. More experiences, more knowledge. More beliefs, more opinions. So if there are one or two who have come here expecting more, then they might want to leave as soon as they discover there's no more. Or they suddenly, after, if they can endure the discomfort that arises when the need for more is not met and don't run away immediately, if they can endure the discomfort, they may be able to break through that mind pattern. Please pay attention not just to the words, but to the silent spaces between the words. That's where the shift happens. In that alertness that is required to acknowledge or to listen to that dimension of stillness that underlies the words and is in between the words. That is why we're here. And that's not an adding to, because that is discovering something that's already there but had been ignored. Just as I was coming here this beautiful night, in this incredibly beautiful place, I took off my shoes and I looked up at the sky. It's clear sky, stars, brilliant points of light. And there is something when you look up there, there's something that is so easily overlooked, but should be obvious to anybody who looks up there. It can tell you something about the nature of the universe. When you look up, what do you see?